Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
You are the ass man.
How many of the so-called experts, when they were booked as the favorites to win the Coastal, and Tyler Van Dyke was a favorite to win the Heisman, it's in some books 16-1 and 18-1, and good old Mario, we're just going to throw him, shower him with money.
Show me the money!
He brought back Alonzo Highsmith. He brought Jay Taylor's back. This guy is a hump.
The pride of Miami.
And all the Miami faith, all the U is back.
I love when they do that. Everything together.
Yeah, the U is back.
The U is back.
Yeah, the U is back.
Ew. All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius, Channel 159. Lisi in the cockpit tonight. For Carver, we're going to miss Carver tonight, but he's with us in spirit. He's on the road. He's out with family and friends out in the great state of Massachusetts. Cape Cod, Nantucket, baby. Playing a little golf, doing a little drinking, trying to win some money. The golf, the MLB, National Football League, and college football doesn't get better than this. Great show on tap. We got a lot to get to tonight. Let me bring you up to speed on the Major League Baseball. Astros, top seven, lead the New York Yankees. Carver and I are on the Yankees, down 3-2. Oh, man, Aaron Boone, you got to step up. If you want to take a shot on the Yankees right now, headed to the bottom of the seventh. They're plus 400 on the money line on FanDuel. If you want to take a shot and lay it in terms of the Houston Astros, big favorites at home, minus 650. Total right now at 6.5, juice slightly to the under at minus 115. We'll see how that plays out. They're underway in the third quarter in Arizona. Arizona with a huge 2-touchdown lead now, 28-14, but the Saints are on the move. Andy Dutch Dalton has them on the move inside the 20. They're knocking on the door. Give you an updated line on that. I tell you what. Kyler Murray, that offense, inconsistent. It's been the defense, that's carried the load. Right now, no lineup, but third and goal on the Arizona 7. Right now, Arizona 7.5-point favorites on FanDuel, minus 122. Total is very high, 64.5 at minus 130. We talked about the over. Well, we're knocking on the door right there. 42, the total at the pre-kick was 43.5, and it looks like we'll break that jinx in terms of Thursday night unders. Thursday night, abysmal, terrible football games. We're well on the way to the over here, lining up for a field goal to potentially make it 28-17. We'll get into that a little bit later. College football, Virginia on the move, 16-9. They were 3.5-point underdogs, and the kid hit the upright, missed it, 16-9. Georgia Tech, with the backup quarterback Gibson, has a chance to tie it up here in the third with 2:17 left. And if you want to join in on the conversation, whether it be college football, NFL, give us a call, 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. I'll get you prepped
and ready for some of the bigger games in college football. We'll talk about some of the spreads in terms of the National Football League for this weekend. Heck, I might even have some hockey advice over the next couple of days. We'll talk about the NBA as well. But I know I might get some calls from the great state of Virginia. I went out and I talked about Brennan Armstrong and the Virginia Cavaliers quarterback that threw 31 touchdown passes. I talked about former offensive coordinator for Clemson, Tony Elliott, that he single-handedly cost Brennan Armstrong a shot to be drafted in the NFL. I got more abuse on Twitter than you could possibly imagine. They wanted to just knock me left and right. How could you, Tony Elliott, spell his name right? You call him by his formal name? All right, here we go. You want to debate the issue whether Tony Elliott's doing a good job in his first year in Charlottesville? Hey, I'm all open. Give us a call, 844-843-6879. Right now, Virginia does have the 7-point lead with a 137 left. But I want to get into some thoughts about the football game in Arizona with Kingsbury and Kyler Murray. We talked about it. We have a shot, actually, to hit our same-game parlay. Taysom Hill scored a touchdown. We need D-Hop to get over 80 yards. At the half, he had 37. Also need him to get a touchdown. That's possible. Rondell Moore with one catch for 31 yards. His total is 43.5. So we are alive in the second half. But that offense, yet again, inconsistent. And D-Hop was there. Four catches, 37 yards in the first half. Kyler Murray looked upset. There was some jostling and some arguing going back and forth. I don't know if it was frustration. I don't know if it was Kingsbury and Kyler Murray, but they have to fix something. They are up by two touchdowns, but it's been because of the defense. Isaiah Simmons with a pick six, 56 yards. He returned it to the house. They got another defensive turnover. They need to do more from an offensive perspective. If you have big goals, Super Bowl goals, and you have a quarterback that's making $400+ million, that offense needs to hit stride and hit stride now. We're going to talk about it over the next couple of segments. Arizona and New Orleans right now, 28-17, 9:44 left in the third. Keep you updated on the college football. We're just getting back right now. Carver and Lisi.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius Channel 159. I am by myself tonight. I'm riding solo with Mike DeMerges.
I'm here for you.
By my side in the sidecar. Unbelievable.
Yourself.
Unbelievable. You did that on purpose, DeMerges.
Of course I did. Well, you know, we got to, you know, have a little fun here. We can't be all business, despite your partner being up there and hoity-toity land at Kenny Bunkport, hanging out with the Kennedys. Clam bakes, caviar, and all that fun stuff.
Unbelievable. Well, Mike is with us in spirit. I talked to him today. He was on the links. I didn't hit him up in the morning like I wanted. I woke up a little bit late today. But he is on the links. He's going to call in on Friday's show. We're going to get our best bets for college and the NFL. And who knows? Maybe we'll have a special guest in the second hour. Maybe we'll get the sportsbook consigliere to call in and maybe break down some NFL and college with us, see if that can happen. But I do want to go back to the Arizona game, and I talked about Kyler Murray. You know, third down conversions right now entering the midway point of the third quarter, 1 of 6. Kyler Murray has 101 yards through basically 2.5 quarters. And that has been the MO about Kyler Murray now over the last 4 or 5 games. Everybody said, oh, it'll change when D-Hop is there. Okay, D-Hop has 42 yards receiving on five catches. But 101 yards is not the offense. Now, Murray just got sacked on the last series, and he got up a little gingerly in regards to, I don't know if he hurt his hip, his ankle, his knee, but he was definitely injured to some capacity. Hopefully he could walk it off. But, you know, big picture right now, Cliff Kingsbury, this offense is not the same like it was in the first 7 or 8 games of last year when they were potentially one of the best teams in terms of the NFL. They were undefeated. The offense had continuity. Kyler Murray was hitting stride. He understood where he wanted to go with the football. D-Hop was playing lights out. But at the end of the day, what a difference a year makes. This offense looks completely lost. And coupled with the fact that now on the defensive side of the ball, you lose Chandler Jones that's playing in Las Vegas. That defense can't really stop anybody. They're not an opportunistic defense in the sense of tonight they have turnovers, but you can't expect this defense to carry you to a division title. They're not good against the run. And at the end of the day, this is a New Orleans offense right now that up until last week was basically pedestrian. They got a journeyman quarterback in Andy Dalton, and they're moving the football. So you tell me, big picture, what's the hope for Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury long term? Are they a Super Bowl contender? I don't think so. Are they a playoff contender right now? No. They can't run the football and they can't stop the run. If you can't do that in terms of a playoff environment, you're not going to win matchups. And we talked about it last night with Carver. The good teams are able to run the football, especially on the road, control the tempo, control the time of possession, and keep more explosive offenses on the sidelines. If they're forced to play catch up each and every week, that's not a recipe to win a division and, more importantly, go deep into the playoffs. So we'll see if they can transform. You got to give D-Hop and that offense maybe a couple of games to find continuity. So this is the first game. We go and we gauge it in week 8 and week 9, respectively, and then you can see where Arizona is. But Kyler Murray right now, I don't think he's worth the money in terms of what you paid him and what they gave him as an organization. Doesn't look like an elite quarterback right now. And we'll see if it transforms in the second half of the season. Yankees right now struggling again. And we're going to talk to Mike about it in regards to this team. Because I know Carver, there we go. I know Carver was upset with the Yankees, but we're on Severino and we're on them plus 135. And can they pull this ball game out, Mike? Can somehow, some way in the last 2 innings down 3-2 at the top of the 8th, can they find a way to pull this ball game out on the road here?
No, I don't think so. And the roof is open in Houston, and the Astros rarely over this since the time they had the stadium had the roof open. It's very rare. So the wind is blowing actually more from left field to right field, and the wind blowing out to left field has been knocking the ball down a little bit. So it's had that effect. But the Yankees are in trouble here. They've got 5 outs to go. And they continually, the series that they've had over the last 5-6 years with Houston, they can't score runs. And if you look back over the Yankees playoffs, the series, I mean, if the games are under 7, you got to take it. They beat the Guardians 4-1. Then they lost to the Guardians 4-2. 6-5, they lost to the Guardians. Okay, that's an over. Then they beat the Guardians again 4-2 and then 5-1. And last night was 4-2. So all the games are going under 7 is if you look at bet the games that the Yankees are on. But they're just having trouble scoring runs, and it all goes back to the lineup. The Yankees right now, they've got Harrison Bader leading off. Who would have thought, Yankee fans, who would have thunk that come September that Bader would be leading off and starting in center field? And IKF isn't starting at shortstop. Peraza's starting at shortstop, the rookie, and they got the rookie Cabrera in left field. So when you think about that, you got these 3 young players in the lineup that are playing for the Yankees trying to help carry them. Judge is not hitting. He's 1-for-3 on the night. Stanton's 0-for-3. Rizzo's 0-for-3. Total shocker. Josh Donaldson has struck out twice again. I'm shocked he even has a hit. So the Yankees right now have 4 hits in 27 at-bats, and they've already struck out 9 times. Meanwhile, Houston, Altuve continues to struggle. He's hitless on the night. But Bregman with a big 3-run homer. The Astros continue to find ways to make runs, hit in the clutch, and it's something the Yankees have not been able to do. Long out right there. Look, went against the fence. It would have been a tying home run right there in the game. Tucker hauls it in for Houston. Actually, it would have been a 2-run homer. The man at first base, that was Aaron Judge, had a long shot to right field. And, of course, the Yankees' luck it remains in the park. So Yankees are in trouble. I wouldn't be surprised if they get swept in the series. And Cole goes for game three. And, you know, he needs for everything to align for it to be perfect for him to win a game, it seems like, since he's come to New York.
Well, we'll see. I mean, Judge did line out to right field. They advanced the runner. Bader goes from first to second. You have Giancarlo up. This is the guy, right? This is the guy that led you to this series with the three-run shot a couple of nights ago. Led off. You start out 3-0. You have an opportunity to crack it open here at 4-3 if he can go long ball. If he can go long ball, then, hey, guess what? You have yourself a series. If not, and they drop this game and go down 0-2, then maybe, you know what, stick a fork in them. It's over. You know, unless they can find their mojo in New York when they come back home. I mean, if they're down 0-2 in this series, it's going to be very difficult. They just don't believe they can beat the Astros, and that's part of winning these type of series. When you're 5-10 heading into tonight's action straight up against the Astros, I mean, that forces them into the mental aspect. Can we do it? And when as the game progresses and you get past the midway point and you're into the sixth and the seventh and the eighth, that offense all of a sudden starts second-guessing themselves. And that's how it weighs on you. So, I don't know. I tell you what, I want to see what happens here. If they get out of the eighth, I might take a shot and jump on the Yankees as long as they can hold them at bay in terms of the bottom of the eighth. I might jump on them in the ninth, hoping for a miracle. You like that or no?
Well, Giancarlo's up right now. I think they've got to do it now. I wouldn't jump on anything after this. If they don't get it done now, it's not happening. Houston, I'm surprised, is pitching to him. I guess they're figuring they don't want to put the go-ahead run on base and then face Rizzo right there. So I'm surprised that they're actually pitching to Giancarlo.
All right, we'll see. This is what it's all about. Crunch time, baby. When we come back, we'll break down some college football games of the week. Week number 8, Lisi and Carver coming right back. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
Wait a little while now. And we're back. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius Channel 159. Lisi in the main driver's seat tonight. Carver out on vacay or family trip. Let me call it what it is. Family trip in Massachusetts. The great state of Massachusetts. Cape Cod / Nantucket. Mumsy, I'll take some caviar.
Yes, love it. Can you pass the grape poop? Past the Grey Poupon.
Now, I know Mike's going to call in tomorrow. Mike will be with us tomorrow. We actually are live tonight for those that follow the show. SGP in the Arizona-New Orleans game has life. D. Hopkins up to 59 yards. We have him over 80. We need him to score a touchdown in the next quarter and a half. And we need about 17 yards receiving from Rondell Moore. We get that. We cash the SGP tonight that we put in last night for the game. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll get it. Quick update in regards to the NBA. One game on tap, first quarter, about 2 minutes left. The Lakers are back playing at home against the Clippers. They're down, shocker, 28-21. They lost against Golden State. Couldn't even get the cover for us at +7.5. They're catching 8.5 on FanDuel, -118 with the Lakers. Total is 231.5. -114 either way. So we'll see how that plays out. We're going to talk about the college football. Arizona now on the move. They're starting to incorporate former Sun Devil Eno Benjamin into the offense in terms of the screen game and everything else. So we'll see. Maybe that'll help Kyler Murray. That'll open up Rondell Moore. We have a shot to cash this ticket. Quick update in the college football. Georgia Tech, 9 minutes left. They block a punt from Virginia. They're on the move with the potential to tie this ball game up. We'll talk about that as it progresses. I'll keep you updated. If you want a quick update on the line for this game right now, FanDuel doesn't have it up yet. They're a little delayed, 16-9. But we'll give you an updated total. We'll talk about the top 25 battles. I want to jump into the Big 12 matchup between Kansas State and TCU. Great ball game. We have TCU that came off the emotional overtime win over Spencer Sanders and Oklahoma State. They were 3.5, 4-point favorites. They didn't cover, but they made an unbelievable comeback down 14 in Fort Worth last week. And they win the ballgame 43-40, potentially sticking a fork in Oklahoma State's Big 12 and, more importantly, college football playoff hopes. I hope not, but we'll see how that plays out a little bit later this weekend. TCU right now can run the table. They can make the college football playoff. When you look at the series between both teams, the last 3 years have been dominated by Kansas State. They won the last three meetings by an average margin of victory of an 11 points per game, and we do have a contrast in styles. We have a high-octane offense with Sonny Dykes and TCU that's averaging 297 through the air, and we have a ground-and-pound type of offense that Bill Snyder and Colin Klein and all the great Kansas State quarterbacks were known for. That's what Chris Klieman has in terms of Kansas State. They want to wear you down. They want to run the football, and they do it with their quarterback, Adrian Martinez. And you know what? He's playing with house money, because if anybody would have guessed that Adrian Martinez would have had only one loss, would have had better Heisman odds than Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who's undefeated, by the way, for UCLA, week number 8 of the college football season, I don't think anybody would have guessed it. Especially when you look at Adrian Martinez's numbers. Granted, he's got 62% completion percentage. He's got 900 passing yards all year. 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. Are you kidding me? He's only attempted 138 passes on the year. And this offense for Kansas State is a little bit different than what it was last year with Skylar Thompson. They get more productivity out of Adrian Martinez and the quarterback position. They're running it better in terms of the pistol sets. It's not Deuce Vaughn. It's Adrian Martinez that leads the team with 9 rushing touchdowns. Last year, Skylar Thompson only had 4. He progressed as a pocket passer later in the season, especially when they knocked off LSU in the bowl game. This year, they're back to the way they were, like I said, with Bill Snyder. They get all the rushing productivity from the quarterback. Deuce Vaughn, he's there, but he's not the main component. So if TCU is going to win this ballgame, they're going to have to jump out early, playing at home, and force Adrian Martinez and Kansas State to play from behind. Now, they started slow against Oak State, but hopefully they can jump up early after the emotional win. And that's how, when you look at the handicapping perspective, that's how I'm going to break this game down. They're laying 3.5. I actually like TCU a lot in this matchup because of their explosiveness from an offensive perspective. It's almost like going up against the triple option, right? You could equate it to like Sam Hartman and Wake Forest last year going on the road to Army, right? The way you beat the triple option and the way you beat teams like Army, Navy, and Air Force is you strike early, you strike fast, you get up by 2 scores, and you force them out of their game plan and force them to become one-dimensional by passing the football. If you can do that, more times than not, you beat a triple-option attack or a very run-heavy offense. And that is the matchup going up against Kansas State. If Kansas State gets the football first and they take 8 or 9 minutes off the clock, guess what? They're most likely going to be in this ballgame from start to finish. So if you're betting TCU this weekend, your hope is that Max Duggan, who's the better quarterback, by the way, 16 touchdowns, 1 interception, starts where he left off in Fort Worth against Oak State. And that's what I think will happen. I still like Sonny Dykes in this type of situation. I don't think Kansas State has the horses to match them score for score, and I'm willing to make that bet. Touchdown, Arizona. Was that Rondale Moore? I'm getting a check here. Doesn't look like that. But Arizona now up 34-17, extra point pending with about 30 seconds left at the end of the third quarter. We'll get you an updated odds a little bit later. So that is the matchup in TCU and Kansas State. We will see how that plays out. The other big battle, believe it or not, is in the ACC. You have Clemson
That's undefeated, and you have Syracuse. Syracuse undefeated, bowl eligible. Great job by Dino Babers this year. Fantastic job. I put him on the hot seat. I said Babers, if he didn't get this team to a bowl game this year, most likely he deserved to be shown the door. Why? Because they were 29-43 in his six seasons in Syracuse. They were 3-15 over the past two seasons in the ACC entering 2022. At some point, you have to make a change. But, hey, he turned it around. And a major reason why is the passing attack and the progression of his quarterback, Garrett Schrader, and the rushing attack of Sean Tucker. And statistically, they are one of the top defenses in terms of top 30 in FBS. So they are potentially going to be a roadblock for Clemson. You look at the series right now, Clemson's won the last four in the series by 17 points per game. They typically struggle in the dome. They flip-flop games, right? This game is in Death Valley. Why do I favor Clemson? Because the numbers suggest that Clemson does not lose at home. Just go back. Look at the numbers. Entering this year, okay, they were 46-1 straight up at home in Death Valley. They're 3-0 this year. They only had six ACC losses from 2014. But that's not the only reason. The offense has progressed this year with former Clemson quarterback Brandon Streeter. They're running the football more consistently. They're getting better quarterback play out of DJU, and they're converting on third down. Last year, they were at 34% third down conversions. You know what Clemson is this year? 50%. That is so important to win ball games against elite competition. When you sustain drives and you're able to move the football, you keep other offenses on the sidelines, you wear down opposing defenses in terms of the front seven, which opens up the rushing attack and play action passing game. If a team can't get off the field on third down, they're toast. That's one of the most underrated statistics in all of college football. And pro, by the way. When you can convert and get off the field on third down, you're in ball games. Coupled with turnover margin, if you're positive and have those two things going for you, more times than not, you're a well above average football team. There are outliers, obviously. But more times than not, you're winning ball games. You look at the updated spread. Clemson 13.5 on FanDuel. This line dipped down to 12.5. They immediately bet it back up. Now the total is 49.5 at minus 110 either way. If you're asking me, I'm taking Clemson, and I do feel the under comes in. I would lay it with Clemson, but I feel the under comes in because Syracuse can't get into a shootout, in my opinion, with Clemson. I don't think that's the recipe to win this ballgame. They want to stay in manageable third downs. They want the short to intermediate passing game with Schrader. They don't want to take any chances because even though their defense is good, Clemson's front seven is elite. And that they showcased that last week as well. They made adjustments in the second half to shut down Jordan Travis. And Mike Norvell, by the way, if you watch that game against Clemson, blew it in terms of going for the fake punt. Put his team at a significant disadvantage. We'll see. Styles make fights, baby. Styles make fights. Do the orange have a shot? Only time will tell. We'll come back with more NFL. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
Yeah.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius, Channel 159. Lisi in for Carver tonight. Don't worry, Mike will be back on Monday. We have you locked and loaded, ready for action this weekend. Mike is going to call in tomorrow night. We'll talk about our best bets for college in the first hour and then the pro picks in the second hour. So we're going to go head-to-head. Mike will give us a breakdown. He said don't count on his condition. He might be half crocked
out in Nantucket, but that's all right. We'll carry him. Hopefully he's half crocked and his picks suck, so that way I can catch up. I think he got me in the NFL. I was terrible in the NFL. I wanted to take Cincinnati. I thought I did it, and then I looked at the picks. I took Cleveland, those humps, over the New England Patriots. Bailey Zappi thought he was playing App State in the bowl game. Stepped up and abused the Cleveland Browns defense and secondary. Second hour of the show, I'll get into some pro games. I do want to continue with some of the top 25 NFL college battles. I'll keep you updated. They are in the ninth. Man, I said I was going to do it. Top nine, nobody out, plus 580 for the Yankees. They're on life support right now. You know what? I'll do it as a flyer. I'll jump on a small bet here, and I will take the Yankees plus 580, hoping, praying that the Yankees could somehow, some way, find pay dirt and win this matchup.
Sound crazy someplace else.
Yeah,
we're
I'm
all
nuts.
Stocked up here.
I'm nuts. We know that. Yeah, I took it already. It's too late, Mike. It's too late. Plus 580.
They've got Rizzo, Torres, and Donaldson. Donaldson will be the last out, and he'll strike out looking.
I like Donaldson. It's all right. Donaldson will step up. Rizzo. Joe Rizzo? Is it Joey Rizzo? Rizzo's got a
Anthony,
shot.
Anthony,
I know it is Anthony Rizzo. That's why I said that. Anthony. It's all right. It's an Italian guy. We got a shot with Rizzo. Why can't he go yard in the top nine? It's possible. I tell you what, if the Yankees do tie it up, there's no doubt they're winning the game. So you better hope that if you're a Yankee fan. We'll talk about it. Keep me updated on that. Because I'm on
If they
on
win
now.
This game, if they win this game, I think they have a chance to win the series because this would be a heartbreaking loss for Houston to go. They could be up 2-0 heading to Yankee Stadium tomorrow night. Cole's going up. Let's see. No, this is the other night.
All right.
I thought that was live tonight.
Stop. Come on. How could you not know? Will you stop? Keep me updated on that. We'll break it down.
All right.
I'll give a couple of other games in terms of the college football. And keep in mind, every Saturday morning we'll be on College Football Today. Me, Ben Stevens, and obviously Kevin Walsh. Tune in on Saturday for your fix for College Football Studio Show on Sports Grid. We talk about all the top 25 battles. Carver will be back on Monday. We'll talk about obviously all the action over the weekend. But a couple other under the radar games that Carver and I didn't talk about this week. One is Texas Tech in West Virginia, and I find this game intriguing. You know, I've been on Texas Tech all year, and obviously Joey McGuire has done a fantastic job in year one. It is a transition. They went toe-to-toe with Oak State a couple weeks ago, didn't get the cover, but they were there every step of the way. Let me rephrase that. If you took them plus 9.5, you didn't win. If you took them plus 10.5, you did win. They lost by 10, so it was right there. But this is a team that's in transition and rebuilding, but they are on the move. And Joey McGuire's done a fantastic job in terms of coaching that team up. They're laying 6.5 to West Virginia this weekend. And JT Daniels coming off the win to Baylor. Guess what? Texas Tech abuses them. They've won two straight in the series. They won last year as underdogs in Morgantown. I like the speed of Texas Tech. I think they dominate from start to finish. Even though they're laying a big number, I think they cover it. And by the way, great uniforms out in Lubbock this weekend at 3. Red jerseys, black pant. You can't go wrong with the Red Raiders. Lay the 6.5, I am, this coming Saturday. The night action is good. It's not like it was last week. But Minnesota and Penn State, we talked about Penn State being my team this year, and they let me down last week. But when you talk specific numbers for PJ Fleck in terms of road environments, he is now 13-5 straight up since 2019 in terms of road environments. They failed to step up as a favorite last week against Illinois. They are on back-to-back road games, and now they're catching 4. I think they're very live in Happy Valley, even with the whiteout. And the one thing that Minnesota does well is run the football. But not only that, entering that game last week, they were the number one ranked statistical third down offense and defense. They had a very bad game.
Tanner Morgan got hurt. He might not play. I don't care. I'm taking Minnesota anyway. Penn State has a potential look ahead with Ohio State. I think Ibrahim can keep them within this matchup. I think the defense can keep Minnesota in there. Even if they don't win, they'll be within the four, believe it or not. I think it'll be a 1 point or a 2 point game. I really think it's going to go down to the fourth quarter in Happy Valley. Minnesota plus the four this weekend. Another battle that I have my eye on. Air Force, Boise State. Let me tell you, Boise State to me, one of the most overrated teams in the nation. The love that the books and the fans and the gamblers give this team with Avalos at the helm is unbelievable. Air Force is coming off a great performance last week against UNLV where they pounded the rock well over 350 yards on the running Rebels front seven. I know Boise State's rock solid in run support, but this is the triple option. This is Air Force. They have an above average passing game in terms of when they pass. They can catch you sleeping. And I'm not sold on Boise State from an offensive perspective. I think Air Force absolutely rolls. Laying three, I think they win the ball game by double digits over Boise State in that matchup. Another ball game that we didn't really touch on, Boston College and Wake Forest. Wake Forest getting a lot of love. And I understand they beat Army last week, or 2 games ago, they were laying 17.5. But Wake Forest, Boston College, typically they play close games. And Djokovic and that offense have not looked consistent. They haven't run the football like they have in years past. But at the end of the day, I still think they match up from a scheme perspective very well from an offensive defensive perspective against Wake Forest. I'm not sold that Wake Forest is this dominant team. I think you can run on them. I think if Boston College makes a concerted effort to run the football, I think they'll have success. And I like the offense to score some points. They're catching 20.5 on the road in Winston-Salem. You know what? I'll tell you this right now. I like them plus the points. I even like them plus 860 on the money line. I don't know if Wake Forest is 20 points better than Boston College this year. With or without Sam Hartman, it doesn't matter. I know they're beating teams, and they beat Wake Forest, and they almost knocked off Clemson. But Boston College, I think, is live at plus 860. Total is 60.5. I think they get through that, too. Juice to the under at minus 115. Lisi likes Boston College in that matchup. Another ball game that we didn't talk about is A&M and South Carolina. Now, I tweeted out, and I was wrong, and I want to correct that. Jimbo Fisher has one loss against SEC East opponents over the last 4 years. The only loss came outright to the Georgia Bulldogs as basically a 13.5, 14-point favorite underdog. In Athens a couple of years ago with Kellen Mond, they lost that ballgame 19-13. He's only lost one game ATS since 2018 against SEC East opponents. That came back in 2020 when they laid a huge number against Vanderbilt. He has dominated SEC East opponents straight up and against the number. And he's laying a short number with a week off in preparation on the road in Williams-Brice. And I know Shane Beamer and South Carolina are coming on a 3-game win streak. I get that. I understand Williams-Brice is sold out and going to be rocking. I understand that. I understand Texas A&M technically has nothing to play for. I get that. But at the end of the day, in my opinion, A&M has better athletes than South Carolina. At the end of the day, Jimbo, I think, is a better head coach, at least on paper. Maybe he hasn't shown it for the most part, but he still, in this type of setting on the road, should be able to grind out a victory laying 3 points against Shane Beamer and the South Carolina defense. I'm not sold on Spencer Rattler, Luke Doty, that wasn't available last week, or whoever they throw at quarterback. The strength of A&M is the secondary. And when you look at the front sevens, they're basically equal. South Carolina giving up 174 rushing yards per game. Texas A&M giving up $1.79. We got an SEC West versus SEC East offensive line. Not elite. We're not talking Georgia. We're talking middle teams in both respective divisions. You got to give the edge to Texas A&M from a physicality perspective. Laying the three, I think they roll. And if they don't roll, then you know what? I want Jimbo out. Making $9.5 million a year. You got to be kidding me. Quick update in the NFL action. It is now 35-24. The Saints crack pay dirt. Dalton hit his tight end. I didn't see who it was. It was 83. I'll get you the update. But they are now down 35-24. And talk about totals. Blew right through that 43.5, didn't it? Updated line is Arizona 10.5. 66.5 is the total, juiced heavily to the under at -144. You want to take a shot on FanDuel? +110 if you think you could get 67 or more. I think they're going to get there with 11 minutes left. I still think D-Hop and could get to the end zone and Kyler Murray and Rondell Moore, so we'll keep you updated on that. Do the Yankees win? No, of course not. Top nine, two outs, 3-1. Can we get a runner on? No lineup. We'll keep you updated on that. Other college football that we're going to go through, and like I said, best bets will be tomorrow night. The other game is Pittsburgh and Louisville. Intriguing, right? Scott Satterfield on the hot seat. I mean, this guy got the win a couple of weeks ago in Charlottesville with his backup quarterback when Malik Cunningham was out. They beat Virginia at 17-point deficit, laying 5. The line opened up at 5. They bet it all the way down to 1.5 because Malik wasn't there, and they absolutely boat raced the Cavaliers in that ballgame. They can run the football. They're going up against a very physical front 7 in Pittsburgh. I like Pittsburgh here, catching 2.5 and +112 on the money line. Total is 55.5. I think they could get over that matchup. It's going to be a fast track. You have solid quarterback play. We're going to look to that over on Saturday, over 55.5. I lean to Pittsburgh in that matchup. Coming right back, we'll wrap it up with some college football. Carver and Lisi, keep it wordy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I could do something in sports. Maybe I could be like an announcer, like a color man.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
Go.
And we're back. Final segment of hour number one. Lisi in for Carver, talking all things college football in the first hour. We'll transition, talk about the NFL in the second hour. We'll get you updated on all the sports, all the games that are still in action. But I left off talking about Pittsburgh and Louisville this weekend. Lean to the Panthers, catching the points on the road. And we'll break down some of the bigger games tomorrow night in terms of the best bet segment. I'm going more to the under-the-radar games that we really didn't talk about. I'll take you out to the Pac-12 matchup between Washington and California. Now, we saw California, and Carver was all over it. Kudos to him. I didn't have the gumption or the moxie last week to pull the trigger on Colorado. That's absolutely atrocious, catching 15.5 at home. But he did. He pulled the trigger against California. They win the ball game outright 20-13. On the flip side, you had Washington that stepped up after the loss to Arizona State. They get the win against Arizona. Now they go on the road, and this is another contrast in styles, right? We have the high-octane offense of Michael Penix, those wide receivers. It's an offense that's converting well over 50% of their third-down opportunities. And just an anemic, one-dimensional offense in terms of California. They take time. They're a methodical offense. They don't have big play capability. That's what Justin Wilcox has done over the past three years there. Even when Garbers was there and they went toe-to-toe with TCU and lost that ballgame as a 12-point underdog last year, that was like their only game that they stepped up from an offensive perspective. They just ugly football. I think Washington steps up and boat races them, laying the 7.5 on FanDuel. I think the under comes in at 55.5 and -110 either way. One of my better picks in the Pac-12. I'm going to lay it with Pinnix and the Huskies. We'll come back. We'll start the NFL. Carver and Lisi. Keep it where it is. Coming right back with NFL action.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.